Jeff Merrill.
Here.
Jimmy Russell here. Ron Housen.
Here.
Jim Strophas.
Here.
Danny Strahan.
Here.
Sheila Wyatt. Helen Sutte.
Here.
James Strahan.
Here.
Rick Finley. Harold Davis.
Here.
I believe that's enough for a forum.
Rick Finley's not here, then?
No.
Yeah, Rick Finley's not here. Rick Finley, Robert Dixon, they're not here. And also one that I don't have on here is Kevin Tweed, also not here.
Okay.
We're meeting for the minutes to vote on those, approve them. There was an email sent out that the minutes state that Sheila Wyatt nominated Jimmy Russell as chairman. She states that she didn't, didn't know who did.
Harold Davis.
Harold Davis did. Harold's the victim, so.
And they were.
In the minutes, we need to change that from Sheila Wyatt to Harold Davis.
I think we sent out amended minutes, didn't we, in the second email?
I didn't, no. I didn't have that.
I'm not done yet.
And the second was by who?
Bonnie.
I had to look, because I couldn't read it.
There's one other issue that I read in the statute that says that we're going to establish these salaries prior to December 15th. Should that be in these minutes that were approved?
Well, when I read it, James, it gives it in the form, this form. It doesn't say actual $55,000.
That's what the state statute, that form right there is what the state statute says we're to certify as.
I got the statute right.
See if this isn't it, because that's exactly what I got right out of the statute.
I had copies of the statutes last time also, and that's exactly what they said. Of the certification. Do you have something that says different?
I think so.
You want to go get it?
We just thought this was.
That is the final, that's the final paragraph, is that in what leads up to that paragraph? Well, did I get an email from all those, had all those salaries listed and everything?
Yeah, we don't, you don't want to certify it as what it lists. It's very specific, this is exactly how it's supposed to be certified.
But who sent the email? I'm just trying to.
Bonnie.
That's listed all the.
It's like this.
It's not amounts, it's just supposed to be percent.
It says.
I've got the email right here, Donna sent.
The salary commission of Cheney County hereby certifies that it has met pursuant to law to establish compensation for county officers to be paid to such officers during the next term of office for the officers affected. The salary commission reports that there shall be, and you have a choice, no increase in compensation, an increase of 0%, a decrease of 0%, county official officer salary set at 100%, which is what promotion was, per percent of the maximum allowed for compensation. That's right out of the statute.
50.333.8, the salary commission shall issue not later than December 15th of any year, which it meets a report of compensation to be paid to each officer.
Keep reading.
I know, well, you keep reading. And you go right on into this chart.
Right, it says to do it in this form.
You said, shall be paid beginning with the start of the subsequent term of office of each officer. The report of compensation shall be certified to the clerk of the county commission or the county and shall be substantially the following form.
Which is this form.
Why isn't that form filled out?
It is filled out.
It just says 100% and 0%. Like, it's not supposed to have amounts, it's supposed to have percent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I just read that. Why don't we have a chart to put that down?
Yeah, but this form that she sent out, it is filled out with the percentages and everything.
It's just not up by our names.
It still wouldn't be a dollar amount.
We used to always have the dollar amount. Our salary commission used to always quote the dollar amount.
We tried, Ron Hershey tried to put the dollar amounts in 1 year, and we objected to it, and that was the only time that I remember anybody ever trying to put the dollar amounts in.
Years ago, the dollar amounts were always there because the state auditor's office quotes it.
Yeah, but the statute was very clear this would be in percentages instead of dollar amounts, so.
So we made a motion for 100%.
Right.
And so what's the?
Zero change, up or down.
So what do we, now we need to motion for approval.
That's, we've already approved that. I mean, that was already voted on and taken care of. That was already done.
Today?
Basically, no.
We voted on that, we have to approve the minutes, please.
Yeah, today, the only thing we're here for was to approve the minutes.
And let's put the certification in here too. Let's make a motion to accept this certification as well as approve the minutes.
Well, you want to do the certification separate?
No, put it all together, not there.
Approve the minutes with the attachment of the certification.
Okay, you make that motion?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
With the corrections?
With the corrections of, we're nominating, Carol Davis nominating Jimmy Russell for chairman.
Okay, I have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and second, any discussion? Do it by roll call again?
Yep.
Robert Dixon, not here. Donna Neely?
Here.
Aye or?
Aye.
Yes, no.
Aye or nay? Jim Strophas?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Ronald Housman?
Aye.
Sheila Wyatt?
Aye.
Jeff Merrill?
Aye.
Jimmy Russell, aye. Ellen Zupi?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Rick Finley is now present?
Aye.
Carol Davis? Kevin Tweedy is not here. So the minutes passed, being accepted. Any other business? Sheila?
Someone between now and 2 years from now, if the assessed value changes, needs to, if Ivan Schrader spoke at the MAC meeting and made a statement different than what we had done, that when the assessed value changed, that was not getting the increase that all office holders changed with that assessed value at that time, at the next election, not when we're, and that's not the way that we have done it, the way to, he said that is not a salary increase, it's following the, what you just voted on.
So that would not be considered a midterm increase in the voting?
You can't do it until the term starts.
You need to, someone needs to check in that before 2 years from now in case we run into that.
It says specifically in the statute at the start of the next term, pursuant to law to establish compensation to be paid officers during the next term of office.
He spoke at the MAC meeting, that's the term for the MAC, so you might want to check into it.
Nah, he's been wrong before.
Okay, so noted. Somebody can check with him. We'll probably have our attorneys check on that.
That's not what 53.3.8 says. Guys, I graduated high school, I did, and went a couple years to college. Here's what it says. Salaries shall be adjusted each year on the official year of incumbency for any change in the last completed assessment that would affect the maximum allowable compensation for that office.
Incumbency, exactly.
That's when you come into
term.
Office.
Incumbency, term. You don't get elected every year, you get elected every 4 years.
He made a couple of statements that was concerning. I mean, quite honestly,
some of these, the interpretations on them have been varied and confusing for years.
And that was always one thing that kind of made me feel good about voting on these, is you know that you're not actually voting on yourself, because
right.
You may not be here. But
that's
if it ever
correct.
Turns
right.
out to that, not to be, it's always made me feel good.
Well, that was my last question. Probably worth looking into, because there are a number of counties that do it.
Is there?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Number of first class counties.
Yeah. And the way that Ivan brought it up, you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. entertain a motion to.
They said that's how you avoid having your commissioner and your associate commissioners make a discussion, that that's how you can avoid that issue.
That spread in them, or the closing of them.
I see.
Any more? Any more discussion?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Got a motion and a second?
Second.
Jim Schrock, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? I believe that's all of us. Thank you.